goal is the reign of positivity. It's the season of manifestation. Get loose mouth, declare it boldly like you mean it. Declare it like you know it. Speak into the atmosphere. Marriage declarations is at it again.
In a world where companionship often intertwines with commitment, my friends have embarked on the journey of marriage, a shared path filled with love and shared responsibilities. While they navigate the complexities of married life, I find myself working a different route, embracing the freedom and unique experiences that come with the solo trail. Even though it seems like I'm enjoying my single journey, at night I wet my pillow with tears. The memories of their laughter still echoes in my head, and the echoes of their vows lingers. It seems I can't get it off my head as I reminisce on those beautiful moments of theirs. I think I'm left out on this, and I'm using exploration of self within to console myself. Deep down, I want to be settled like my mate. I just want to be in a relationship at least. Is that too much to ask of God? While I was still exploring that all these years, nobody has come to me for friendship and talk more of marriage. The ladies I managed to get leave and choose my friends over me simply because I do not have much money, and they keep comparing me to their ex or my friends who are doing better financially. These attitudes get to me and eats me up all the time, especially after discussing and hanging out with them. I just get angry at myself and begin to yell and curse myself out. I'm just tired, I must say. I am tired of being lonely and having nobody to love. If I may, my dearly beloved, you see, each choice we make shapes our story, and it tends to unfold independently. Weaving a narrative of personal growth and self-discovery is not a bad idea at all, and deciding to explore your own passion and forge connections could be what you needed at that stage. Everyone's life journey is unique, and moreover, the beauty you see in them now might have been a journey of 1,000 miles. Rome wasn't built in a day, neither was their relationship. It took someone a journey of self-discovery and growth to know what they want in life. If your friend didn't take out time to build him or herself, you wouldn't be celebrating the beauty of both their union and individuality. Else, your wishes would have been not to ever be like or end up like them. You would be in Thanksgiving mode and celebrating your singlehood. Having heard that, you are worth more than your presumed predicament. It is time to celebrate and embrace your individuality so that the true you can evolve and be found by your soulmate. Now is the time to speak positively into your life and cause a shift in the atmosphere. Declare this boldly and brave with me. I live the life of Christ. Therefore, I receive grace to embrace me so I can celebrate the future ahead. I must be ready when my soulmate finds me. I receive the freedom to craft my home with joy and laughter, peace and unity, love and endurance from the capacity I have built over the years. My marriage and relationship must witness the flourishing bliss of a good home. I am a celebrated celebrity all over the world, just as Christ is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes, child, be on the move. Keep going. Don't stop. Be strong and courageous. Marriage declarations with Uma Inspires.